AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in the legal fight over President Biden's plan to wipe out some student loan debt. Several conservative justices, including Chief Justice John Roberts, suggested the administration had exceeded its authority with the program.
If you're talking about this in the abstract, I think most casual observers would say if you're going to give up that much amount of money, if you're going to affect the obligations of that many Americans on a subject that's of great controversy, they would think that's something for Congress to act on.
Roberts pointed to the expense of the program, which is estimated to cost $400 billion over 30 years. Outside the court is a member of Congress, 26-year-old Democrat Maxwell Frost from Florida.
Over 1 million people in my state would benefit from having their student loan debt canceled if this initiative is able to move forward. That is why I'm here today.
Republican-led states and lawmakers in Congress, as well as conservative legal interests, say the plan is a clear violation of President Biden's executive authority. The conference board says consumer confidence dipped for the second straight month as stubborn inflation and anxiety over a potentially slowing economy weighed down Americans. Winter weather is covering coast to coast. In Southern California, Patrick Purcell says the winds are strong.
The first time I've seen big trees like this falling down, and so many of them. Branches, the park over here has a bunch of big branches falling down. And over the night that this happened, the wind was just howling.
There's snow in the higher elevations in California. On the East Coast, snow closed schools in parts of New England. Most flight cancellations or delays are concentrated in the Northeast. The White House is giving federal agencies 30 days to delete popular Chinese-owned social media app TikTok from all government-issued mobile devices amid growing concerns about security. Canada announced a similar ban. This is AP News. China says it's been open and transparent about the origins of the coronavirus.
COVID-19 has killed almost 7 million people worldwide, but we still don't know exactly how it started. That question's gotten new attention, and now an angry China is pushing back against any talk that the pandemic likely began there in a leak from a lab. The U.S. Department of Energy concluded that, although with low confidence, according to a classified report, U.S. officials and members of Congress say China has not been entirely cooperative in the search for the origins of COVID. Beijing is now saying politicizing the issue of virus tracing will not smear China, but will only damage the U.S.'s own credibility. I'm Rita Foley.
California's coronavirus emergency officially ends today, nearly 3 years after Governor Gavin Newsom issued the nation's first statewide stay-at-home order, and just days after California reached the grim milestone of 100,000 virus deaths. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.